Hare Krishna. So just in the previous shloka, Krishna spoke about what about those people who are getting faith, who are getting knowledge? What about them? So they do have faith? Yes, and Krishna answered that. The ones who have faith, only they can acquire knowledge. Now, the shloka that we're going to see today, here Krishna is talking about what about those people who don't have faith? What is their destination? So let's see that. Shloka number 40. Agnyascha shraddhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti na paro na sukham na samshayatmanah. So here Krishna is talking about different categories of people. Agnyah, ignorant. The person who is ignorant. Cha, and ashraddhanah, person who is faithless. Cha, and samshayatma. Samshayatma is the person who doubts. The person who doubts the revealed scriptures. Do not attain God consciousness. And vinashyati, the person falls down. And then it is given that samshayatmanah, these three categories are there. But specially about samshayatmanah, given the person who is doubtful about him. Samshayatmanah, a person who is doubtful, for him, na sukham, there is no happiness. Nayam loko asti, either in this life, in this world, or na para, beyond this world. So here, a very nice shloka, which talks about the destination of those people who are faithless, who are doubtful. They cannot be happy in this life or in the next. That's what the shloka talks about. Here it says that out of many standard and authoritative revealed scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita is the best. So there are many standard and authoritative scriptures. Our Vedic scriptures, there are so many. Vyasadeva has written huge quantum. In fact, he has given us a huge quantum of literature in terms of Puranas and then Upanishads, Isopanishad, Itihasas, Aranyakas, and so many of them. And all of them are bona fide, all of them are authentic. But then, the essence of life, how to live life, how to march towards the ultimate goal, that is spoken only in Bhagavad Gita. So it's very clearly said that out of many standard and authoritative revealed scriptures, Bhagavad Gita is the best. So there is no ambiguity here. Not multiple things are spoken. There is nothing spoken about how to attain dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Here it is spoken about how to attain the ultimate destination of life. So Bhagavad Gita is considered to be the best. Now, there are three categories of people that Krishna is mentioning. Agnya, then ashraddhanah, and the third one is samshayatmanah. So let's see these three categories. First is Agnya. Persons who are almost like animals have no faith in or knowledge of the standard revealed scriptures. So this is the first category. They are like animals. Animals are good for nothing, right? In when it comes to intelligence, when it comes to understanding of the higher aspects of life. So animals don't understand all that. So people who have no knowledge from scriptures or no faith in scriptures, such people are compared to animal. Agnya. They are agnya, ignorant. The next category, ashraddhana, faithless. Even though they have knowledge of or can cite passages from the revealed scriptures, have actually no faith in these words. Now, there are many people whom we meet also. they will quote shlokas from Bhagavad Gita, they will quote passages from different Puranas, but then they hardly have faith in whatever they spoke. In fact, there are great personalities, materially great personalities who have done PhD in Vedic literature, some parts of Vedic literature, but then it just remains as a PhD, but they don't become spiritualists, they don't become devotees. They don't have faith. Just they take these scriptures as some material book and they just master that. Or they try to master that. But unfortunately, they don't have faith. So such people are ashraddhana. Now third category is samshayatmanah, the ones who are doubtful. Even though others may have faith in scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, They have faith in scriptures. They do not believe in or worship the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So they might have faith in scriptures, but the problem is they have this doubt. Will this process work? Will this take me to the ultimate destination? Maybe not. This is what is the mood of such people. And they are doubtful people. Samshayatmanaha. So here it is very clearly given that out of all the above mentioned persons, that is Agnya, ignorant, then Ashraddhadhana, faithless, and the third one is Samshayatmanaha, that is doubtful. So out of these categories, those who have no faith and are always doubtful make no progress at all. Very clear. Now, men without faith in God and His revealed words find no good in this world nor in the next. Basically, it is highlighted about Samshayatmanaha, those people who are doubtful about the process, who are doubtful about the goal. They are the ones who will not attain anything. They will not get happiness in this life or next. In fact, fools are much better because they will be at least happy in ignorance. But these people cannot be happy. Right? And then it is said that one should therefore follow the principles of revealed scriptures with faith and thereby be raised to the platform of knowledge. So these are basically different points given as solution, you know, to success or for perfection. But before that, let's try to understand, you know, one very important point here, that people who doubt, let's try to discuss more on this, people who doubt on the process on Lord Shri Krishna. Now, many times people just keep asking questions after questions after questions. That, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the proof? No, but I heard this person is Supreme Personality of Godhead. That person is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, where did you hear that from? Vedic scriptures. So, where we are talking from? Vedic scriptures. So, the point is that we might hear from Vedic scriptures, but then we have to understand in proper light whatever we are hearing. And when we refer to the Vedic scriptures, you know, we have to do that under guidance. And when we do this, when we study the Vedic scriptures properly, then we'll understand who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But unfortunately, people struggle to have this first faith, that is Supreme Personality, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, second thing is, people are not clear about goal of life. This is the most unfortunate situation. Not clear. They are doubtful. They think twice. Maybe after death, once this body is finished, everything is finished. No, it's not the case. No, if that is the case, then where is the question of next life? Where is the question of reincarnation, near-death experience? So where are these different concepts coming from? Surely there is next life, and that's how, based on the karma of previous life, various categories of people are given various situations. Right? It's very logical. But still, you know, people don't have this faith that, there is next life and whatever I'm doing now, that will affect next life. And since they don't have, you know, the goal clear, that is to break the cycle of birth and death, they don't endeavor. When someone tells them that chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will help to break the cycle of birth and death, now the person does not want to break the cycle of birth and death. Why will he take up chanting of Hare Krishna? Right? So there are different doubts that people have. And this is the most unfortunate situation. After getting a human form, we are not animals, we are human beings. After getting a human form, not having faith in Krishna, not having faith in the process of bhakti, not having the faith in goal, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death and going back home back to Godhead, it's such an unfortunate situation. It's like the person gets admission in the most prestigious institution. And then what he does after going there? Nothing. Just eat and sleep. This is what is our situation. Very, very unfortunate. Yes. So it's very important to have faith in scriptures. So there are some points mentioned as a solution to success, to achieve success or perfection. First one is, one should therefore follow the principles of revealed scriptures with faith and thereby be raised to the platform of knowledge. So one should have faith in the Shastra. We have faith in so many nonsensical things of this world. Every Tom, Dick and Harry of this world. We have faith in newspaper, novel and this and that. Why can't we have faith in Bhagavad Gita? Simple. In fact, when it comes to other religion people, they have complete faith in their scriptures, you know, whatever they have been given. But when it comes to us, why there is a big question mark? Why are we not having that faith in Bhagavad Gita, which is the life manual for humanity, which encompasses all the principles given in all the scriptures of all the different religions also? Just imagine. Why can't we have that faith? In fact, everyone should give a try. Yes, let me try this once. What it is. We try so many things of this world. Let me try this restaurant. Let me try this theater. Let me go and see this, explore this place. Let's explore what is there given in Bhagavad Gita. So many great souls are talking about it. At least to understand what it is. Now, why can't we do it? And the next thing that is mentioned is, one becomes promoted. When someone gets this knowledge, one becomes promoted to the transcendental platform of spiritual understanding. And if someone really wants to understand the Vedic scriptures, this is what we have to do. Follow in the footsteps of great acharyas who are in the disciplic succession and thereby attain success. So we should follow the acharyas, we should follow the great realized souls. See, we are stuck in the cycle of birth and death, but there are great enlightened people who are liberated. So how they got liberation? Through this process. So when we follow in their footsteps, we will also attain the ultimate destination. In this way, Krishna is very clear that those people who are doubtful about the process, such people cannot be happy in this life, they cannot be happy in the next life also. Now, maybe few of us might have these doubts, right? Maybe we'll be doubtful about the goal, maybe we'll be doubtful about the process. So how to destroy these doubts is the question. And Krishna, understanding our confusion, understanding our doubts, is going to answer this question, how to destroy our doubts, in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.